This is the podcast from Connection Community Church for this Sunday, August 21st, 2011. Reel to Reel, Real Gratitude. During the Reel to Reel series, we will be using several movie clips during the course of the sermons. However, due to copyright restrictions, we're not able to include these with the podcasts.
Gratitude, Real Gratitude. That's our focus today as we continue our series, Reel to Reel.
Well, good morning, Connection Church. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we're two sinners who have been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you pray with us, please? Almighty God, we do thank you for today and all days. And help us take you in a way that we would be changed and transformed as we leave this place today. Thank you that we could gather and praise your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gratitude comes from the Latin word gratus, G-R-A-T-U-S, which means pleasing or thankful or agreeable or grateful, gratitude. State of being grateful, thankfulness, gratitude.
Okay, so sometimes we show our gratitude by our actions, like Bob there. What about Bob? Isn't it something how Bob can be so appreciative of things like corn and mashed potatoes and biscuits and chicken. Now, granted, Bob's not your everyday guy, but he was very grateful for what he was experiencing and eating, and he let those around him know that for sure. You know, the challenge is that sometimes the everyday things that are in our lives, like corn on the cob and mashed potatoes or our cars or a house to live in or you name it, just become so regular that we take it for granted and they blend into the background of our lives. You know, we overlook things and it's often It's often easy to not see something when we're looking at it all the time.
I wish I could see that, he says, referring to an everyday New York street that the young lady, Bella, name of the movie, by the way, she seems to be kind of just taken for granted. And then the sign reads, God closed my eyes, now I can see. Wow. Says a lot, doesn't it? Hopefully God doesn't need to close our eyes so that we can see, so that we can appreciate all that's around us, whether it's right here in Middletown or whether it's in Midtown Manhattan. You know, what would happen if we tried to look at the world through grateful eyes?
Not just now and then, but here and now, 24/7, to make this consistent, conscious effort, day in and day out, to have an attitude of gratitude, trying to see the good around us rather than the bad, to try to see the good in people rather than the negative, to try to see what we have rather than what we don't have. How would our lives be different if we lived that kind of way, if we had that attitude, if we tried to cherish each moment that we have? Because, you know, things can change on a dime. If we cherish what we have, if we're grateful for the moment, how good would life be if we live day in and day out like that?
Yeah, I figure life's a gift and I don't intend on wasting it, he says. You never know what hand you're going to get dealt next. You learn to take life as it comes, to make each day count. The Bible has a part of a psalm that kind of says similar to that, but much more concise and, I think, much more telling. Psalm 118:24, New Living Translation, says this. In fact, say it with me, will you?
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day the Lord has made. Today, this moment, and it's up to us to be thankful for whatever this moment brings, and to have real gratitude.
There's another psalm that speaks of gratitude. It's actually called the Psalm of Gratitude. It's Psalm 100. For giving grateful praise. That's what the heading is, just under Psalm 100. Would you repeat it with me, please? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise. Back then it was written that when it was written, it kind of meant with thanksgiving and praise when we enter the tabernacle, when we enter the temple, because those were areas, the courts and the gates into those places. But today, I don't think we're talking about just the church, but wherever, whenever we're in God's presence, and the truth is we're always in God's presence, amen? And so we would always then be thankful and praise-filled.
It's so easy to take things for granted. It's so common to lose our heart of gratitude. In fact, it seems that the more stuff we get, the more things we have, the more we even lose that attitude of gratitude. It's easy to take things for granted when someone offers us a helping hand. You know, more than just taking things for granted, sometimes we expect things. We just expect it, and as a result, we fail to be grateful.
Groundhog Day, where Phil relives and relives that day. Of course, the kid, it's first time for him each time. He doesn't know. But, wow, isn't that something, how something that eventful or that saving, and we might not be thankful for it. You know, it's interesting. Jesus encountered the same sort of thing in his ministry. Not a kid falling out of a tree, I don't think, but similar in terms of thankfulness or not. We find a good example in the book of Luke in the 17th chapter, 11 through 19. Here's what we're told. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed.
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
See, the interesting thing is Jesus didn't just do something nice for them. He didn't just offer a helping hand to them. Through this healing, he allowed these men to re-enter society. See, with that skin disease, that leprosy, they were considered unclean, and therefore they were ostracized. They were separated. They were set out. They were not allowed to mingle with the general population, only with each other. That's why in the passage there it says they stood at a distance and called to him in a loud voice. They weren't allowed to get close to him in that society. They weren't allowed to get close to non-lepers.
In addition, we find that one of the lepers is a Samaritan. Now, generally speaking, Jews and Samaritans, they despised each other. They just don't occupy the same space. The last thing we would expect would be for them to be together in a group. But an interesting aspect of human nature comes to play out here. Their common misfortune, leprosy, breaks down the barrier that would normally be there, breaks down the cultural differences.
What's real interesting is, as well as disconcerting, is that of the 10 men who were healed, only one came back to give thanks. One out of 10, 10%. And Jesus, the thing is, not only healed them, he gave them a ticket to rejoin society. He made it possible for them to have, well, new life. new life. And yet only one showed his thanks. And he was the foreigner. That's what's really interesting. He was the outcast, the one that that the Jews wouldn't want to associate with. It was the Samaritan who was the one who came back and was thankful.
Well, the cowboys thank her, and she directs them to thank God. It's really important that we do acknowledge and thank one another, but it's also crucial that we thank God. You know, when we give thanks, it doesn't have to be that long and drawn out thanks that we saw in some of those video clips at the beginning of the message. It can be real simple. It can just be a direct thank you. It's an attitude more than anything. It's realizing that we all need the help, that we all need all the help that we can get. Appreciating what we're given, an attitude of gratitude. One of our greatest challenges is to have an attitude of gratitude when things aren't going well, when life sends us a curveball, when life gets tough. And Scripture's pretty clear. It's about being grateful at all times, giving thanks at all times, not just when things are good, but when life is challenging. It's interesting, last night before I went to sleep, I checked my email, and I had an email from a friend. She lives in Florida, and her son, who's young, under 10 years old, has some serious health challenges. And her email starts like this: "Hi all, we just wanted to thank you once again for all of your prayers for my son. We are so blessed by all of you. Here's a quick update. We spent 2 days at the hospital. We met with a series of doctors. My son might be a good candidate for deep brain stimulation surgery. So are you getting my drift? This is a really serious, serious thing. Holes drilled in his head in order for him to have a life that he needs to have." So I went along and I read and I read and read, and some of you might have received this email as well. And so she ends this email with this: "Now we need to wait patiently for the doctors to complete their reports and to get back to us. We're praying for clarity for next steps. Keep praying with us. We're so grateful." So as a mom, here she's facing something really serious with her son, and they've been walking, you know, one doctor after another. But in the midst of this, she continues to have an attitude of gratitude. You know, God will use our challenges somehow, some way. God will carry us through. God will use those challenges to make us stronger, to bring about change and transformation in our lives. And it is possible to remain thankful, to give thanks, even in the midst of tragedy.
That was going to be a clip from the movie Soul Surfer. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but that's where a young lady lost her arm. She comes home from the hospital, kind of in her room, thinking about how she can't play the guitar anymore, touching her surfboard. And they go to eat lunch. And her brother goes to bite his sandwich, and she says, "Don't we need to give thanks?" It's a powerful scene. It's a very powerful scene. You know, we are so often thankful when things are peachy, when the sun's shining. That's a good day for that, isn't it?
Peachy, too, yeah. That line.
Yeah. And sometimes you just can't help yourself, you know, Karen? The challenge is, can we be truly thankful when things aren't as we had hoped, when there is some challenge, when there might be some tragedy, as the girl in that movie, and as the text that Carrie shared. You know, can you imagine how our lives would be different if we were able to, not just once in a while, not just when things were wonderful, but if we were able to kind of all the time look through grateful eyes? And I know all the time is, come on, Alan, let's get real. Okay. Lots of the time, most of the time, look through grateful eyes. If we could somehow realize an ongoing attitude of gratitude, real gratitude, not just now and then, not just pretending, but really, truly if we were thankful. Two directions, horizontal toward those around us, vertical toward the one who brings us life. You know, the ultimate thankful for me, I hope for you, would be thankful to God for sharing his one and only son, that he was willing to for that tragedy to happen so that we wouldn't have the tragedy of being forever separated from God, so that we might be able to travel through eternity with the Creator. Interesting, we got that message last night. This morning on Facebook, Carrie got a Facebook from a guy we know. He's, I think he's like around 18. This is what he said. And this is something I'd like you all to think about, maybe pray about before you leave today, maybe pray about once you get home. Well, what if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you thanked God for today? What if we woke up tomorrow with only the things that we thanked God for today? Let's pray. Holy God, wow. Thank you. Doesn't seem like enough when we say that, but thank you. Please help us to realize an ongoing attitude of gratitude. Help us not to just be thankful when things are like we hope they would be. Please help us to be thankful even when things happen differently, knowing that in your hands, somehow you make good even out of the tragic. Please help us. Give us strength. And help us to be grateful in all things. It's in Christ and your Holy Spirit we pray. And all Connection Church said, amen.
Thank you for joining us for our podcast. For more information about Connection Community Church in Middletown, Delaware, please visit our website at www.connectioncc.org. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the life that He offers.